It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is Pastor Chinyama Luzu. Good afternoon to you, Pastor, and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question today.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, my moderator, and good afternoon to all the listeners out there.
You heard our question. It says, does God experience emotions such as joy, sadness, or anger?
Thank you so much. Just as you put it, my moderator, you know, when I looked at this question, it's short, and I thought it was going to be very simple, but hey, it needs, it's a deep question which needs deep answers for us to comprehend it. So in responding to it quickly, the answer here is yes, God does experience emotions. The answer is yes, God does experience emotions, but not according to the way we understand them, because of the simple fact that God is not a man, and we can find that in Numbers 23, verse 19. And according to 1 John 4, verse 8, we find the whole nature of God that brings out all these emotions. And 1 John 4, verse 8, scripture there ends at the last part saying, God is love, meaning his joy, his sadness, his anger, all originates from his unchanging nature of love. So if God experiences joy, it's because of the love that he has, and he's happy that his children, you and I, are following what he has commanded. And if he experiences sadness, an emotion of sadness or anger, then again, it is still a sadness and anger of an emotion called love, which is his foundation, because he is surprised. Why he's not surprised, but he is angry because man has constantly heeded to his own thinking, heeded to a sinful way, and it even gets to an extent where God regrets making man. So his joy, his sadness or emotion simply originates from his unchanging nature of love. And emotions, first and foremost, we can separate it from the emotions are reactions that human beings experience in response to events of life and different circumstances and situations. But now you ask yourself a question, what situation can God go through that can make him angry, or that he can fail to handle? So you see, the revelation that he has given us of himself in his word is for our study, and that we may seek to understand his nature, because that's an important part of our life which will lead us to salvation. And if we desire to now, you know, go beyond our efforts in seeking his, you know, his emotional part, then we'll get fruitless results, because no human being can comprehend God. So in a simple answer to this question is yes, he does experience emotions, but not according to the way man experiences them or the way man understands them. Thank you so much.
All right. If I could just ask him, so the concept of emotions is one that suggests that you are triggered by what somebody else does. Without somebody else's conduct, without something triggering you, you do not emote. Mm-hmm. Now, this implies that God is not omniscient. If God can be triggered and he responds with an emotion, this does imply that God does not know what you're going to say. Hence, he gets triggered by what you do. Is that it?
Okay, beautiful question. Now you are overthinking now. When I answer to say yes, then take note of the latter part of the sentence where I say, but not according to the way man understands them and the way man experiences them. So according to God's way, we can simply say, well, this is a divine emotion of God. It's not triggered because he doesn't know what will happen, and then if this thing happens, then it catches him by surprise, or it makes him distorted about the situation. It happens because he's all-knowing, and if he gets into this moment where God gets emotional, then God has already foreseen that even no matter how much word will come to this child of mine, this child will not change. And then this now will bring out the nature of God of anger, because now the next thing will be destruction, which his word implies. So we cannot run away from the fact that he is omniscient, he's all powerful, and he's all knowing, meaning he knows tomorrow. And so these emotions, well, in the divine perspective, they are there because God already knows what's there. So if he reacts, then he has already reached a scene that this man has particularly closed his door of opportunity. I think that's the way I can put it, in that way.
Okay.
I don't know if it's clear
enough.
That's
all right. That's all right. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time and your answer. Looking forward to your answer tomorrow. Have a good day, Mfundisi.
Thank you. Thank you. And blessings to all of you.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.